information, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Well, here we are once again. Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock is, like clockwork, your opportunity to play along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. You have pieces of information in your mind. You have gathered them throughout your lifetime. And sometimes it's tucked away. You don't even think about it. But then there's something like a bottle opener that comes out, and it could be today's question, that unleashes this little piece of information that you never thought you would have use for. But today, it could be the key to you being crowned champ, you being Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And by the way, our friends at Little Town Apparel, as usual, have got a crisp, brand new, limited edition t-shirt for you. Only winners of Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener have these t-shirts in their drawers, in their homes. If you haven't won, you don't have a t-shirt. That goes for us at the radio station. I do not own one of these t-shirts. I have never been Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. But there have been a few through the years, and you could be today. The number, 1-877-332-8255. The rules, pretty straightforward. Number one, we ask that you haven't won this year. So you haven't won in 2025. Number two, you have to play it by phone. So we can't accept text answers. I always joke that the text line is funny for me to follow along because often people will get it on the text line before we get a caller who gets it. So we've got a good one today, I think. I'm looking forward to this, and this is where we bring in last week's winner for this conversation. Now, last week, I was sitting on a grain truck hauling canola listening to Brent Lokes, do Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And James Cahoot was the winner last week from Saskatoon, and I've got James on the line today. How are you today, my friend?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad, and congrats on winning last week. I trust whether it's family or coworkers, they paid you the respect you deserve.
Yeah, I've got a few congratulatory messages, and no coffees yet. But
no coffees? We got to get the coffees. We got to get beer going for you. So last week's question, and I, again, I'm sitting in the grain truck listening to it, and I'm scratching my head. Out of 1,400 times, only 7 of these happened in Canada. The answer was what?
Beatles concerts.
Beatles performances. Beatles concerts. Absolutely right. So congratulations on knowing that, James. And you then get the distinction to ask today's question. You ready to go?
You bet.
All right. Phone lines are lighting up already, and we haven't even had the question yet. So let's hear it.
When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved.
When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. I like it. James, thanks for playing along. Have a great day.
Thank you. And you as well.
James Cahoot, last week's winner, and gives us a doozy of a question this week, although I have a suspicion. I'm looking at Frank right now. We always have this little side bet going. How many callers deep do we go before we get the right answer? I think it's going to be in the first 6 today. 1-877-332-8255. When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. What could this be? Let's go to the phone lines, and the very first caller is Leonard from Prince Albert. How are you, Len?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. You got an answer for me?
Well, I'm thinking anchovies.
Anchovies? No. Not the right answer, but thanks for getting us started anyway. 1-877-332-8255. Question today, when you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. What are we talking about there? Daryl in Saskatoon, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm a little worried after that last one, but I'll throw out Caesar salad dressing.
Caesar salad dressing is another great answer, but no, it's not what we're looking for. Not anchovies, not Caesar salad dressing. What is the answer to today's question? When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. We're going to go to Lorne next at Moores Beach. How are you, Lorne?
Oh, I'm pretty good, and I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, all the Frankenscare people use this. It's Roundup Ready Canola.
Roundup Ready Canola?
Absolutely. They use some type of fish thing for the making the, how they, how should I say, the science behind it.
Is that right? Well, you have taught me something today. No, it's not a hybrid strand of canola, but Lorne, I'm checking into that afterwards. I had no idea fish were involved in that. I'm learning something new here myself. Thank you for that. But sadly, no, that's not what we're looking for today on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are wide open. And the question is this. When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. Let's go to Alex in Saskatoon. Alex, have you got my answer?
I would think it's either salad dressing, some kind of food.
See, did you say salad dressing?
Yeah, Caesar salad
dressing. No, it's not Caesar salad dressing. It's not any kind of salad dressing, actually. We had a guest earlier of Caesar salad dressing. That's not what it is. Let's go to Bob in Saskatoon. Bob, do you know?
No.
But you're going to guess?
Well, yeah, I don't even have a wag, but I'm going to go with haggis.
Haggis, okay. Okay, thanks for guessing. It's a limited, if someone else thought that might be the answer too, you've just eliminated it for them, but no, that's not what it is. 1-877-332-8255. When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. Let's go to Dave, calling from Craven today. Dave, do you know?
Well, let's try Worcestershire sauce.
No. But good guess. Good guess. I mean, it's, you know, I think, let me just say this. I stand by the use of the word ingredients in this question, but I think ingredients is what's throwing people off. Because we're getting a lot of food guesses. So there you go. You've just got your first hint. We're getting a lot of food guesses. I'm saying don't let the word ingredients throw you off. When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Len in Fort Qu'Appelle. How are you, Len?
I'm doing well. A beautiful day out here.
Nice day for sure. Did you get a splash of rain this morning or no?
Just a few spits, not enough to settle the dust.
Yeah, I know it was kind of traveling through that south part of the province. Okay, have you got an answer to my question?
Well, your eliminating food kind of threw me a little bit because I was going to say beer because I make homemade beer and Finings have a fish, use fish in the making of the Finings to make.
Really? Okay. There's another. I've just learned something else. But no, you're, Len, that's not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Susan in Moose Jaw. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
I'm great. I'm looking for an answer to Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener question. Here it is once again. When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. Do you know what we're talking about?
Eyeshadow.
I'm giving it to you. I'm going with it. We actually, Susan, congratulations. We had mascara, we had eyeshadow, we had lipstick. Those are all, I mean, makeup uses fish scales.
Yep.
I can't believe that. I had this conversation with my wife last night. She disagreed with me. She says, that can't be. She Googles it. She goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. All this time, fish scales. You knew that?
Actually, I did. Even in history, they used animal parts in makeup for women and men, actually, too.
Yes. So what I learned is that there is a material that was obtained from fish scales. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right, but guanine, I believe, is what they call it. It's like a crystalline material. Yep. It's the colorant that basically gives that pearly iridescent effect in cosmetics and personal care products. Susan, yep. I'm proud of you. That is an outstanding display of knowledge that you just threw out there today. What's your last name, Susan?
Pumedley.
And you live in Moose Jaw?
Yes, I do.
What keeps you busy there?
I'm retired.
Good for you.
Early retirement.
Good for you. And so you still, I'm sure you keep yourself busy doing something.
Yes, I do. I have a group, hobby groups I'm involved in, family and friends and everything.
Good stuff.
And I like to read and crochet, so I'm busy.
Well, and every once in a while, I feel like you listen to the Evan Bray Show, and I appreciate that too, Susan. And it paid off today because you are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Have you ever won this contest before?
A number of years ago when Gormley was on,
yeah.
I won previous, yes.
Good for you. Well, I'm glad to have you as a return winner, and we're going to add you to our list. We're going to get your information off air so we can send you your prize. So don't go anywhere. We'll pop you on hold. But Susan, congratulations again on being today's winner.
Thank you.
Susan from Moose Jaw knew the answer. When you think of the ingredients of this, you wouldn't think a fish would be involved. Yeah, she said eyeshadow. I mean, eyeshadow, lipstick, mascara. There's a number of makeups and skincare products that use fish scales, or at least this crystalline material from fish scales, in their development. Have for well over a century. In fact, two centuries, if you go back into the history of it. But still today, it is there. In fact, one of the articles I read, that's why a lot of times, because of the types of ingredients that a lot of the mascaras and the makeups have expiry dates, because they have a best before date, because they can cause irritation of the skin and all of these things. This is the kind of deep research I do for you every day, so we can have these great conversations on the show. Congratulations again, Susan and Moose Jaw. And of course, we'll play this game all over again next Wednesday at 11 o'clock right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.